from this weekend, drivers involved in serious collisions on the road will be tested for drugs. At the moment, people involved in road accidents are only subject to mandatory alcohol testing. In the past, Gardaí had discretionary power to test for drugs. Our reporter Maggie Doyle spoke to the Minister of State Responsibility, Jack Chambers, who's introducing the new measures, which will begin from midnight on Friday.
We're seeing a very worrying trend in the number of people using drugs and getting behind the wheel, completely reckless behaviour on Irish roads. And that's why we're sending a very clear message to people who are consuming drugs and getting behind the wheel, that if they're in any collision or crash, they'll face mandatory drug testing from members of An Garda Síochána. This is contributing to the wider recklessness we're seeing on Irish roads, and we need to stamp out the level of drug taking and people driving when consuming drugs. The trend is very clear from members of An Garda Síochána what they're seeing in their roads policing duties. We've too many people consuming drugs and getting behind the wheel, and we're going to have targeted enforcement, mandatory drug testing at the scene of a collision, and making sure that those that take that risk are brought to justice and face the full consequences of their reckless behaviour.
That's Minister of State of the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, with our reporter Maggie Doyle. And Maggie's with us now. Maggie, what more can you tell us about how this is going to work?
Well, Gavin, from Friday morning, these mandatory drug tests will be carried out by members of An Garda Síochána who are at a serious road collision. Now, a serious road collision means where medical treatment is required, where there are injuries that, you know, need medical attention. And what members of An Garda Síochána will be able to do then is to take out their drug wipe testing kits. Now, for all intents and purposes, it looks like an antigen testing kit. An additional 10,000 of these were purchased earlier this year in order to facilitate these new rules. And basically the guard will just test the inside of the mouth, and it'll take about 8 minutes for drugs to, if there are drugs in the system, to appear on this testing little piece of plastic. And those drug wipe kits look for five different drugs. They are cocaine, cannabis, opiates, benzodiazepines and methamphetamines. Now, the reason that there's a little bit of extra time as well included in this mandatory drug test provision in the law, an extra half an hour is given to An Garda Síochána in order to make people wait there while the test is carried out. Previously, An Garda Síochána didn't have that.
And Maggie, it's a bank holiday weekend, of course. Tell us about the focus on motorcycles this weekend too.
That's right, yes. So the RSA are just saying to people, please just be aware of motorcyclists. So not just motorcyclists themselves, about how dangerous it can be on the roads. As the weather gets better, people are getting their motorbikes out. They're taking long trips in the nice sunny weather. But the RSA is saying everybody, all road users need to be aware of motorcyclists. This is because the figures that they have show that out of the 79 fatalities so far on the roads this year, 10 of those killed have been motorcyclists, which is particularly high, because the RSA found that in the whole of last year, the motorcyclist fatality number was 10. So we're at the same number, and we're not even halfway through the year yet. And also in the 5 years between 2019 and 2023, 105 motorcyclists were killed, 921 were seriously injured. So their message really today was to be more vigilant for everybody on the road, particularly if you see a motorcyclist on the road, that you should slow down, particularly as well when you're approaching a T-junction. So that's for drivers of cars or other vehicles, because a motorcyclist could easily be in your blind spot or might be indicating or turning right and you might be going straight. You must be careful when you approach a T-junction. Always give a second glance. They are expecting a lot more motorcyclists on the road this weekend, Gavin. There's a lot of different things happening, particularly the Bike Fest down in Killarney. So European and UK motorcyclists are expected to be travelling around Ireland as well over the weekend. So really the message is be aware, be vigilant, always watch in your rear view mirrors for the motorcyclists and for motorcyclists themselves to slow down.
Maggie Doyle, thank you. That's our reporter, Maggie Doyle.